Hey, we're very excited to welcome Candace Stump and Morgan. Hello, guys. They are with the Petaluma Coder JoJo. Candace is a champion. What does that mean?
It just means that my name is on the founding document. I sent them the first email to say I want to start this
thing. How did you find out about Coder JoJo?
Well, I met with my husband, who's a tech guy, and John Crowley in a cafe.
Local guy.
Well known. Right? Yep. And we said, we need a programming club, and we need a place for these kids to get together.
Nice.
And we discovered that Coder JoJo would provide that kind of umbrella for us.
So do they give you curricula? Do they tell you?
No, and I think this is kind of important, actually. Coder JoJo is not a curricularized program. It is student-driven and student-centered in the sense that they get to pick projects they're interested on and they get to drive in directions where we can support them.
I like that, because kids, if given the chance to choose what they want to learn, will choose things they're interested in instead of having it be force-fed to them.
If it's kid-driven, though, what's the age range of kids that can take part in the program?
So we have kids from age 7 to 17.
Wow.
Okay, so quite a gap there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It is, and it's not. But the interesting thing about that is some of your younger kids are sometimes some of your most skilled because they really are digital natives and they grew up just sort of feeling like this was part of their natural environment. And so they sometimes have the largest skill set to be going on with.
It's great for confidence when a 17-year-old comes in and asks you questions. Has that ever happened to you, Morgan? Like the big kids say, Morgan, can you help me with this? No?
Well, it doesn't happen as often as you might think, but yes, it does happen.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you do, Morgan. You said you started with Scratch?
Well, yes, but it wasn't my main source of learning.
Oh.
My main source of learning was a site called Code Combat.
Code Combat.
Here.
I know about Code Combat. That's where you there it is. You're writing code and controlling your character with the code. And so you must have found that. Were you fairly young when you started doing that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairly. Yeah. A few years ago. So this is the first level with basic equipment. And this is, for some reason, in JavaScript. I wrote it in Python, but it's in JavScript now.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
I know. Every day at breakfast.
This is basically what it does. It's really simple. He just walks down.
Yeah. But you're telling it with those code on the right there what to do.
So did you write that code yourself inside of the game to actually execute the thing?
Yes, okay. Except I wrote it in Python.
Now, what's different about this and Scratch is Scratch has little modules that say turn left, turn right, go forward. So you kind of like typing it out for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you started.
Yeah.
Scratch is a small talk environment that is considered by a lot of educators to be a good way to start kids because they're learning object orientation and they're modern.
So before you can type, you can touch a screen and move things together quickly. That makes a lot of sense. What's the lowest age range for Scratch?
Scratch, well, these guys started Scratch. Can you pull up your more advanced level in Code Combat while I'm describing
it? Oh, no, I just clicked to it and it's ready.
Okay. Oh, well, go ahead. Let's see. I want to see the more advanced.
So this right here is what happens when you... this is the first level.
Oh,
this is what happens when you put a lot of effort into it, and this is where I'm at.
Okay. What? So you have loops, you have conditionals.
You define your own functions.
You've got functions in there. This is fairly sophisticated.
Yes.
Can we run it and see what happens? Are you going to win?
Yeah.
What is your job here?
This is actually a multiplayer level.
Other people can be in there.
This is just me against the simple CPU.
Okay.
So this is what it does.
All right.
And you can actually watch
it. So I'm this guy, the simple CPU I didn't code. Yeah. I only coded that.
You'll never defeat me, Morgan.
You can actually see the code that's being executed will sometimes be highlighted.
Yeah.
People there on the screen.
So when you're debugging and stuff, if something doesn't do it right, you can kind of see where you made a mistake.
Yeah. And it's a little bit slow, probably. But.
This is pretty... this is real coding, though. This is not, you know... That's neat, right?
That's so cool. When I was a kid, I wanted to learn how to code. I went to the bookstore and bought a huge book called C++, and then I cried.
Yep. Me too.
As you should have.
Me too. Yeah. That's right.
Again. Yeah.
That's right.
So how many kids come to the Coder Dojo?
Well, as this is finishing up, this is a really good time to talk about that. One of the problems that we slightly have is we don't have enough capacity for everybody who's on our mailing list.
Isn't that great?
So, which is great.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem. So it means that we have 35 slots that we can accommodate every week. With four professional software engineers and then eight regular.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yep, there's James.
James.
And there's Glenn. Glenn right there actually gave a presentation a couple weeks ago. He has his own website that he started. He's CEO of his company and he has business cards.
Oh, my God.
So there's Barry. He's one of our...
One of your teachers?
Yes. Yeah. And that actually...
They're all volunteers.
They're all, yeah.
Oh, I'm right over there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep, with Henry, actually.
This is more than I... So this is a popular thing.
It's extremely popular. We have actually a waiting list that's longer than the people we can let in.
And you meet once a week?
We meet once a week.
Do they have assignments and go home, or how does that work?
So they generally tend to pick tracks, and people start off in Scratch to give them a sense of the logic absent, yeah, absent the syntax.
Right.
Because the problem is that people see syntax, and as you know, you go home and you cry, and you're like, ah! And yeah, when I was in college, I had the same problem. What some people are doing there, actually, you can see, is there's also kids doing 3D modeling. There's kids designing stuff in... There's James! There's kids that are designing things
in... Oh, look, there's me and Henry.
Yep, there's Henry. Oh, and there's me. And there's kids that are designing stuff.
So that's the Scratch table there.
Yes, yeah. The Scratch table's
there's
on one end. Yes, and then we have to get into the library internet. And then there's a table that generally does, we've moved them into scripting, and then there's an advanced table. And the advanced table has both people that already have chosen projects, and so they're moving forward on that, and then it houses the web team also.
So some kids are using Windows, some Linux, like you're using, Morgan. Some are using iPads, it looks like, there, or tablets.
Are there devices available for kids that don't have their own technology?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what most people are using. There are similar to this, except they are...
How'd you get funding for that, Candace?
So we actually don't have funding yet, which we would love to get so we can get more devices in kids' hands. But we have 10 computers that the library allows us to use, and then they're trying to get some more Chromebooks so we can get them
only
into kids' hands also.
Only 10?
There are only 10. The rest of the kids bring their own.
Yeah.
But beginners, often it works better if you can have them pair programming anyway.
So that's Scratch right there, so, where they're dragging little modules.
Yep.
A great way to start, because you don't need to know about colons and semicolons and parentheses and... Tabs. Are you, by the way, Morgan, tabs or spaces? What? Never mind. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
Actually, that's the first time we stumped the kid in two rounds of
this. Thinking tabs. I'm just thinking tabs.
Welcome to my life, sir.
Yeah.
one thing I think it's kind of important to think about is we're actually not trying to create a classroom. We're trying to create an incubator. And if you think about it that way, you can kind of wrap your head around, you have 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds with some pretty significant skill in the same room with people who see the power of technology in terms of its business applications, but aren't necessarily as interested in writing loops. But those people have a role to play.
Right.
And so you get them in the same space and they're designing stuff to be, see, he designed that, and then we took it and we sent it to our 3D printer and we printed it and we brought it in the following week. Because the goal for us is to have them establish a goal and then be able to be successful all the way through from beginning to end.
So in a way, it's like a makerspace, but it's like a makerspace for code.
Yeah.
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 What is this one of the things you made?
So we actually have our own maker lab, right?
Oh, you do too?
Yeah,
that's great.
We do. So, and we have a couple of 3D printers, but this is actually a sensor, a prototype sensor that collects environmental data, including CO2.
Right.
So we use that to kind of measure environmental impacts of farming and... carbon sinks and that kind of stuff.
Morgan, what do you want to do this for a living when you grow up? Or
code?
What? Yeah. Maybe?
Part of what I want to do. Anyway, I have a little bit more stuff to show
Oh, please
here.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the ladder.
It's partially attached.
Here it is.
Oh, wait a minute. You have a leaderboard. Oh, this is the leaderboard on that game.
Yeah, Ace Decoders, yes. And I'm Ridge R3 here.
You're doing well.
Yeah, and so my favorite part is when I fight myself.
You can have your algorithm fight itself.
Oh, interesting.
And these are people from all over the world. There's 25,000 people on that leaderboard.
What's this site again? It's CodeCombat.com.
It's CodeCombat.
Yeah.
And another level that I really like is called Zero Sum. It's similar to this one, except you got to use a different hero.
So would you say, Candace, even for a young kid who's kind of motivated, that this would be a great place to start?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a hand-holding built into it to help kids dive in on their own?
Yeah. What we try to do is we try to track the beginners to the table that has plenty of volunteers. They start off on Scratch.
Yeah.
We try to have them pair program. We have Scratch cards that are laminated that we print out that are, here's how to write your first program if you don't really know how to get started. And John Crowley is amazing with the beginners, too. He tries to make sure everybody is included.
So there isn't like an adult lecturer or teacher in this, because it's not a classroom. How do kids first get immersed? They walk in the door. What's their experience?
How do they do that?
So Morgan has this. Morgan?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
So the way I see it is they're very often brand new people who had never been to Coder Dojo.
Yeah.
And the way that that usually happens is that before anything else happens, before the library computers get handed out, even the very first thing that happens is there's a demo.
Oh, neat.
And sometimes two.
And you might be one of the people doing the demo?
Yeah, I've done it several times.
Yeah. So they get a sense, first of all, of what you're doing there, and that somebody 10 years old could do this, too, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty neat, yeah.
Can I jump in here?
Age and one-third their competence. I'm killing it.
Well, you know, the fortunate thing about minors is when they earn money, it accrues to the parents. It's pretty awesome. I'm just kidding.
Is this your retirement plan, Candace?
Is that what you call it, an incubator?
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Actually, the kid who produced his own website, he did it on Weebly, which is a drag and drop, but put it on Weebly, and he was making really incredible content decisions. He was deciding, here's my product, here's my pay site, what do I actually want my customer to see? And he stood up there and said, hi, I'm the CEO of Helpers MX, and this is my website, and you can take my business card. And the kid's 9.
That's really amazing.
But what I'm trying to say is I think that when they understand that this is 100% available to them, then they're so much more willing to dive in. Yeah. And when you see kids next to you struggling with something epic, you get a sense that, A, you can do something epic, and, B, you're going to struggle with it because that's what epic requires.
It's realistic. Yep. It's a realistic experience. So I do like that. Now, it's not aimed at making a business, right?
No.
So what is – do you – Morgan?
The game has loaded.
Oh, well, let's watch.
Oh, okay.
So this is what happens.
We apologize.
I have a slightly different algorithm on both sides.
Are you playing yourself here, Morgan?
Yeah. So the algorithm that you see on the right side here.
So this is a way to test algorithms. You could say, what if I do this and how will it fare against that? Okay.
And this the algorithm you see on the right is actually the one on the blue guy, not the red guy.
Okay.
So this is what happens when I run it.
All right.
But he's actually testing this algorithm against itself.
Who do you think will win?
Oh, yeah.
Well, according to... if you see the goals before I started, it said success.
So
that's something I like to look out for.
So wait, you spawn the little things and they run to the middle and whack each other. Is that what's going on?
Well, the soldiers go out to each defend point to each gold point to defend.
So it's a capture the flag game, kind of.
No, but there is actually a capture. It's a game called Capture Their Flag.
Right.
There is a game called that, but anyway,
so how do you win?
How do you win? You kill the other player in under 3 minutes.
Do you find
up.
Uh-oh. Your code. You got
it. Oh, you're loop hung. That never happened.
You loop hung. So, Candace, the takeaways for your students at the Coder Dojo, what do you call them? You probably don't call them students.
Ninjas
at your Coder Dojo. The takeaway for them is what? What are you trying to get them to understand?
What are we trying to get them to understand?
Is it skill? Per se?
You know, here's the thing. When we started, we didn't know how we were going to do this. We didn't know how we were going to figure it out, but we knew that we were going to figure it out. So the biggest thing that I think we want students to get is we want them to take a look at something that they're interested in and just start figuring out how they're going to make progress and then fail and augment that and go back into it and get comfortable with productive struggle, get comfortable with finding people who are interested in the same things that they're interested in. What we're really looking for them to do is to take ownership of their interests and find ways to make progress towards goals.
So this is really about learning much more than just how to write a computer program. These are life skills that you're going to use at every step of life. And what a great way to learn that. What fun. This is a club I would love to join.
You should get on the waiting list.
Coder, I might.
We already learned his age on the show today. It's higher than 17.
Yeah. Coder Dojo was started in Ireland in 2011. It's spread all over the world. I love it that we have one here in Petaluma. Yeah. What would be your suggestion for somebody who's watching about starting a Coder Dojo in their neck of the woods?
In their neck of the woods. We actually have had some requests from libraries to come in and do a demonstration and train some folks to do that. The biggest thing that you need to do to get started is just decide that you're going to do it and set aside the time.
Yeah.
The thing that I think has made ours very successful, because we're in good communication with the other Coder Dojos in the area, is that you want to be consistent and you want to make sure that you have plenty of technical mentors on hand to help.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't always have to be the same people.
Right? That's the nice thing. It's not a major commitment for somebody to say, oh, I'm going to be going hours a week every week. You can show up once in a while,
maybe once a month?
Once a month.
Yeah, sure.
You can. A lot of people do come once a week, and they do that because they're really trying to, this is a really complex JavaScript drawing. Those were on the scratch cards we were talking about.
Yeah.
So you can get some really complex stuff going.
And, by the way, peer-to-peer mentoring is so great.
Yeah. It's the master of education.
It's so much better, really, than having an adult teach a kid. When a kid can work with another kid, I think, isn't that great, Morgan? Do you like doing that? Yeah, you can teach somebody your age or younger or older how to do something.
I think the biggest thing, if I were to talk about it that way, when we had Glenn stand up and introduce himself as CEO of his company, and when we have Morgan stand up and say, I did this very complicated algorithm, and you know, he's defining functions, he's got nested loops, I mean, it's a complex solution. All of a sudden, those other kids in the audience are like, that kid looks just like me.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
And it's inspiring. And yeah. The other thing that for me personally is inspiring is we have girls. We have between 5 and 8 girls attend every week. We'd like to have more. But when I was a kid, they didn't exist.
Right?
It was like the presidential election until 2000.
Morgan, are girls pretty good coders? Yeah. They can keep up, can't they?
Yeah.
Are there any girls better than you?
Maybe just
not
me.
Not Coder Dojo, no.
Just me.
Maybe her.
Careful. She's driving you home.
But then again.
I think that's great. And of course, you want to get more girls in there. And you want to make it a safe space for them that they can participate and feel like equals, because they are. And sometimes even better than boys.
Well, and actually, the number one rule we have at Coder Dojo, what's the number one rule?
Ask 3 before me.
Let me say that differently. Be cool.
Be cool is good.
But be cool means not being too cool for other people. Yeah. It means being cool enough to help, to collaborate.
That's a good kind of cool.
To support each other.
Morgan and Candace, thank you so much. You guys are an inspiration. I think that's really great. If people want to know more, coderdojo.org?
Oh, coderdojopetaluma.org.
That's for you. And then the main site is probably coderdojo.org.
Yeah, and actually on our website it showed the main
okay, go to
thing
code.
Is up
well,
there.
You know what? Let's get some traffic to your site then. CoderDojoPetaluma.org.
Yeah, and anybody who our web team is actually putting new stuff up there all the time. But these are some sites that kids can go to program at home, which we completely encourage you to do.
Nice.
You know, the main reason that we exist as a group is for kids to be able to collaborate together, but also to get support from mentors. But we definitely encourage kids to go home and code and come when they can. And if they want to start their own, we totally think they should.
It's nice to have a resource, a place to go for kids like Morgan, who are obviously very smart, motivated, very interested, where they can get those resources. And schools, especially for this kind of stuff, aren't really well prepared for kids like Morgan. So it's really nice there's somewhere they can go and learn this.
We have kids from every school in Petaluma and a couple in Rohnert Park.
Nice.
And it's a great melting pot.
It's a shame that little Alex here didn't get that kind of think about training as a youth.
If I was him, I wouldn't be here today.
Actually, you're right. I'm glad you didn't.
There we go.
Yeah. And of course, we didn't have computers when I was a kid. So
no, it was clay tablets.
Yeah.
I thought that was a wood-burning computer.
Yeah, it was wood-burning. Steam. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Really, isn't that great? It's inspiring.